Berlin. That's what all the excitement is about. The Pride of Germany is due here on the morning of May 6. During the 1937 season, the giant airship is scheduled to make 18 round trips from Frankfurt to Lakehurst, New Jersey. Just 150 years ago, the Montgolfier brothers, two Frenchmen, made the first controlled flight in a hot air balloon. This rockabye baby is perking along with a new gas, hydrogen. In the gay 90s, ballooning really got off the ground. By the early 1900s, everyone agreed that an airship should be shaped like a cigar. Alberto Santos Dumont, a young Brazilian in Paris, achieved a major breakthrough when he hooked the two-cylinder gasoline motor to the basket. Next came the semi-rigid airship with a light metal frame. Bigger and better airships, all of them air-conditioned, continued to pop up before the World War. Around this time, a retired German army officer known as the crazy old Count von Zeppelin flew a 400-foot sausage equipped with two marine motors for 20 miles. The Count and a young associate, Dr. Hugo Eckner, founded the world's first air passenger line. In 1924, the Zeppelin Company built an airship for the U.S. Navy, the LZ-126, rechristened the Los Angeles. Until last year, the Graf Zeppelin was considered the marvel of the age. Since 1928, she has carried 13,000 passengers over a million miles without a single mishap. But then, at the Zeppelin Company works in Friedrichshafen, German genius created the airship supreme, the Hindenburg. Her vast cathedral-like hull, almost 3 football fields long, is an intricate web spun from more than 10 miles of duraluminum girders. 15 stories high, it houses 16 giant cells containing over 7 million cubic feet of hydrogen, which lifts her 242 tons of luxury into the clouds. She is the climax of man's dream to conquer the air, the new queen of the skies.